Good evening, good evening, good evening. Y'all sound excited. I'm excited. How many of you are excited about all that God is doing and is about to do? Really excited? Really excited? I just want to share a couple of thoughts today. I know sometimes we get excited at the end of the year because we're just glad the year is over, because it's been that kind of year. None of you have had that kind of year. And we look for the new word, the thing, the next thing that God has for us as we go into the new year. And in a few minutes, Apostle John is going to share what God has spoken to him concerning 2020. But as I have been asking God about 2020, one of the things that he has spoken to me, and I want to encourage you to do this evening and throughout the rest of January and throughout the year, is to start to not necessarily look for the new word that God is speaking, but to hear differently. What he said to me is this: listen to the preceding word in light of all of the preceding words I have spoken. The proceeding word. The Bible tells us that man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds. That's the now word. But how many of you know that the now word is connected to every word that you have received? We don't always see that. I was telling Apostle John earlier today. In 1987, God began to speak to me about identity and destiny. And it looked one way to me in 1987, because I only had one little paradigm and I had a certain amount of knowledge. But 33 years later, I am not the same person that he spoke to in 1987. And though it doesn't look like I thought it would look in 1987, because I've grown and I've matured and he's broken some things off of me and pulled some things out of me and been through some things and have seen him do things over and over and over again. As I look over these 33 years, I see he has done what he said. It didn't look like I thought it would look, and it doesn't look like now what I thought it would look like in 1987, but he has honored that word. All right. And I thought about Abraham. And I want you to consider this: the progressive, transformative word of the Lord. We know the story of Abraham, this idol worshiper living in Mesopotamia, and God spoke to him. Acts tells us that the God of glory appeared to him, and he must have appeared to him in such a way that whatever Abram thought, God's glory came in such a way that he was willing to leave the familiar, leave the comfort, and go someplace, follow this God into the unknown. And we have a similar testimony. You're here because you were willing to leave the familiar, leave the, I won't say comfortably uncomfortable place, to come into this unknown. It was a step of faith. God came to Abram and he spoke identity and destiny into him. And Abram went. That was an act of faith. But that act of faith is nothing compared to the act of faith after 25 years plus of journeying with God to be able to say, me and my son are coming back after we go up on this mountain. Because it's not just about the promise. What Abram didn't know was everything that had to go on in him, the process that he'd have to go through in order to possess the promise. He had to become Abraham. And for many of us, we've been walking this journey for a long time. Your journey's not unlike Abraham. You have been becoming who God always knew you were, so that you could possess fully and walk fully in your destiny. You have been through some things. Your faith has been strengthened. You have been broken. You have been matured. God is completing you. He's perfecting you. And you have stood and you have stood. You didn't like it, but you stood because you knew it was necessary, because it was leading you to the place that God had for you. the word from God ignited something in Abram. It ignites something in you. How many of you can go back 10, 20, 30 years to something God spoke to you and you still haven't seen the complete fulfillment of it? God is saying that word is still valid.
Yes.
Right.
It is still valid.
Yes.
What I love about Abraham is that I don't think that he really understood when God spoke to him and said, get up and leave your family, your father, leave your land, and go into this land. I'm going to show you. I'm going to make your name great, and you're going to be a blessing to all the nations in the earth. Abraham didn't really have a clue.
Yeah.
He had a thought of an heir, a place, maybe. But he didn't know the magnitude of what God was speaking. And we don't know. The first time God speaks to you about identity and destiny, you don't really have a clue. You think you know, but it's based on where you are at the time that he speaks at. And so every move, I absolutely believe that every move that Abram made was a step of faith. We don't always see it that way. Even in lying about his wife, and God used all of it. The steps of faith based on what he understood of the word at that juncture in his journey. He used the missteps, the mistakes, the taking Lot with him, the going down to Egypt in the time of the famine, lying to Pharaoh about Sarah. He even took him taking something culturally acceptable, sleeping with Hagar and producing Ishmael. He used it all. And he never berated. I don't read in Genesis where he berated Abram for any of the steps that he took. When Abram got off, God came to him, not with a new word, but with more definition and clarity and dimension and depth to the word that he had spoken to him before he left Mesopotamia. And that's what he does with us. We just take a step. We don't understand, but sometimes we just take a step in faith and it may move us in a direction, and we may make some choices even in our faith that move us a little bit out of line because we don't know what that, we don't fully understand the word, but God will come and say, wait a minute, let me give you a little more understanding.
Yeah.
Not something new, but he adds to what he's already spoken so we can get back in line with his purposes and his plans. And now I believe God is saying, what is the word that I've given you? One of the things he's asking me to do, and I believe he's asking all of us, is just go back and rehearse those words from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Whatever he spoke to you in 2019 that may not have happened, whatever he spoke to you in 2009 that may not have happened, whatever he spoke to you in 1959 that hasn't happened. God is saying, I've been working in you to prepare you for it. What is the word the Lord has given you? What is he speaking to you now? Can you begin to see it in light of everything that he has spoken to you in the past concerning your identity and your destiny in him? Can you see how it connects you to something so much grander? So much, so far beyond today, beyond this year, beyond this decade, even beyond this century. Can you begin to see how it stretches into eternity? Can you see your fulfillment of his word in your life as connecting you to the fulfillment of his word in the earth? You got to see it bigger than anything that you've ever seen before. It's all connected. It's all connected. God has not changed. His word is eternal. His word is forever established in the heavens.
Yes.
And neither God nor his word are bound by time, not bound by space, not bound by your mistakes or your missteps. His word is active and it is alive and it is working in you. It's working in me. It's working in heirs. That promise that he made is still going to be fulfilled in you, because now you are ready. Now you have weathered some things. Now you have seen him. And after the year we've been through, everybody's faith in this place should have been so elevated that we can believe God for the crazy, ridiculous, out of the world kinds of things that he desires to do in our lives, because we've seen him do miraculous things. We've seen $60,000 just come when we need it. We've seen people heal. We've seen it. We've seen it. And now you've got to walk in that place. I think Jamal said it on Sunday. It's time to stop talking about living in the realm of ridiculous faith and live in the realm of ridiculous faith.
That's it.
Perhaps the greatest fulfillment of his word to us is the transformation that has been taking place in you every year, every year, every year, that you have withstood the process. And God says, now is the time to see it like you've never seen it before.